1, 2, 3, 4.
Quem fala é o contrabaixista brasileiro Nilson Mata. Tudo bem, amigos? Estamos irradiando ao vivo diretamente da WDCE, Universidade de Richmond, o programa The Cool Jazz Set. E agora com vocês, o querido apresentador, Paul Pierce. Hello and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. This is Nilson Mata and you are listening to The Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with some great and fantastic jazz.
Nilson Mata Band. Nilson Mata, Brazil's favorite son. Great bassist and now a native of New York where he lives and performs all over the world. But that's his home. He makes with his beautiful wife, Luisa. He happens to be a good friend. And this is from his album entitled Black Orpheus. And we heard him perform Samba de Orpheu. Great recording. And a wonderful gentleman, by the way, too. Well, welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste, just as you like it, right here at WDCE, every Sunday from 3 to 5, and we are recorded, and our show is available tomorrow for download for free at cooljazzset.com. Go there and click on radio shows, and you will hear both of tonight's one-hour segments, and I think you will enjoy it. We've got a great show for you tonight. And up next is the Ray Brown Trio with trombonist Mark Nightingale, a great jazz standard. I remember you. You're the one that made my heart come true. Thank you.
Hi, this is Lou Soloff. How can we help prepare our kids for the future? These days, our children face challenges unimaginable to us just a generation ago. We adults need to help our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest and keeps them involved. If that something happens to be music, the child will benefit in so many ways. Playing music in school is a great way to make friends. Studies are showing that kids involved in school music are less likely to get into trouble. And kids who've studied music tend to find science and math concepts easier to grasp. They even score higher on the SAT. It has to do with development of something called spatial IQ. Get your kids involved with school music. It's a great way to help prepare them for life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And thank you, Lou. And March is Music in Our Schools Month, and taking place right here at the University of Richmond, which has a fantastic music department. If you by chance have a child thinking about college and want to major in music, check out the Department of Music here at the University of Richmond and tell them Paul Pierce sent you. We just heard a nice recording by the Ray Brown Trio, Ray on bass, Dado Maroney on piano, and Jeff Hamilton, the drummer, and the trombonist Mark Nightingale from an album on the Mons record label. And we heard I Remember You, a Johnny Mercer tune. Up next, one of my favorite vocalists I discovered about a year or two ago, and she is fantastic. Her name is Lena Cicale. She spells her last name S-E-I-K-A-L-Y. Lena, L-E-N-A. Lena Cicale. Nice website too, lenacicale.com. And here she is with a great arrangement of I Cover the Waterfront.
City that hurts and mocks. I'm standing alone by the desolate docks in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it last? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my. And I'm covered by a starlit sky above. Here am I, patiently. For the one I love. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing, oh, how I yearn. Where are you forgetting? Do you
the one and only John Coltrane from his 1958 recording Soul Train. And that was a Tad Dameron composition entitled Good Bait. That featured John Coltrane on tenor, Red Garland the pianist, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and recorded again in 1958. Good Bait. Up next, here's a nice recording by a fine young bass player, Mary Ann McSweeney. And this is her group. Her album is entitled Thoughts of You. And this is a piece that she wrote in tribute to Ray Brown, and it's called RB's Tribute, Miss Mary Ann McSweeney. Thank you. Charlie Hayden Quartet West album featuring Ernie Watts on saxophone, Alan Broadbent on piano, Lawrence Marable on drums, and Charlie Hayden on bass. That tune was entitled Always Say Goodbye. Up next, this is the Ron McClure Sextet from his album entitled Double Triangle. And this is a Dizzy Gillespie composition entitled Con Alma.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. The last recording we just heard was a Ron McClure sextet, and that featured Tim Haggins on trumpet, Conrad Herwig on trombone, Rich Perry on tenor sax, Mark Copeland on piano, and Billy Hart on drums, and Ron McClure on bass. And we heard Dizzy Gillespie's Con Alma. We'll finish out this first hour with a nice recording from my friend Bill Cunliffe with his trio. And this is entitled, the album is entitled River Edge, New Jersey. And this is a well-known piece you've heard, Antonio Carlos Jobim's The Girl from Ipanema.